It's daytime with Aston Avery. Now, the cost of living crisis shows no signs of abating, piling pressure on every type of household after inflation rose by over 9% in the last 12 months to April of this year, and petrol prices hitting a record high. Therefore, it comes as no surprises that currently almost a quarter of us are now concerned about our financial health. So, millions of people on universal credits or even benefits received the first half of £650 cost of living payments from the government this month. Now, there's new research that suggests it couldn't come soon enough, with some of us not being able to pay basic living costs, which include rent, energy bills, food. They're being identified as the biggest financial concerns. And what's more is that only over a third of us actually keep a budget and know what we can spend each month, according to research by Wealth at Work, which is a leading financial well-being specialist. So here to discuss about how some of us are now concerned about our financial health and also about the cost of living crisis is my guest, and that's financial well-being expert, director at Wealth at Work, Jonathan Watsley. He joins me on the line right now. So Jonathan, pleasure to be chatting to you on Gateway today.
Hi, Aston.
Hi, Jonathan. Now, this is quite alarming research here that some of us are more concerned now about our financial wealth. And that is because, obviously, the cost of living going up here. So the research from yourselves at Wealth for the Work here, Jonathan, did it tell us anything about the financial well-being of the nation here, but also the impact of the cost of living crisis that's going on at the moment?
Yeah, I think what's interesting from the research is that one in four people are admitting that their financial health is suffering, and also that one in seven people say that they're actually embarrassed by their financial worries. And actually, for the younger age groups, so for those aged 18 to 34, it's one in four, so a quarter of those saying that they're embarrassed by their financial situation. So I guess one of the key issues here is that if people are embarrassed about their financial situation, they're less likely to perhaps go and get the help they need. And yet we know things are going to get worse before they get better. Inflation hit 9.4% for the year end in June. And the Bank of England are saying that inflation will get higher as we head into the autumn months. So it's fair to believe that things are going to get a lot trickier for people. And so those financial worries and that financial health is going to get worse before it gets any better.
And before it gets any better, Jonathan, at the same time here, is there anything that our listeners can do to alleviate the financial burden at this current time here, especially with the cost of living crisis?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that people can look at doing. I think one of the first things is looking at budgeting and where people spend their money on a weekly and monthly basis. So some of the things that are worth having a look at. Subscriptions are one thing that we've come across quite a lot. So people often have a lot of subscriptions for download services, film, music, newspapers, etc. And often they have multiple subscriptions for fundamentally the same thing, or they have subscriptions that they simply don't use. So having a look at those might save money straight away. I also think that there's some big ticket items that most people have. So if you think about your broadband bills, your mobile phone bills, your insurances, so think about car insurance or household insurance, like contents insurance or buildings insurance, all those things are quite expensive, and yet people do not shop around for them very often. But these are the sorts of things that collectively, actually, if you shop around, can save you hundreds of pounds over a year. So worth looking at. Another thing that's worth looking at is discount vouchers. You can find them online, but actually a lot of employers also now offer them through their financial well-being programs. So this is the sort of thing where you can get maybe 5% off your weekly shop, or let's say you need to buy a new computer for your son or your daughter for school. Again, a big ticket item, but often you can get these discount vouchers that can give actually quite a significant sum off.
So that being said here, Jonathan, Wealth at Work here have also uncovered the top 10 ways that people can work through a cost of living crisis and protect our savings here. Would you like to reveal some of those here?
Yeah, sure. So I think one of the first things to look at is what your employer offers. So if you are worried about money, many employers will offer what's called an employee assistance program. So this is basically where you can have a chat with someone who's very knowledgeable about finances and just talk through your situation and find out some possible next steps to help you through that. I think another one is, again, through the employer, is salary advances. So this has become actually very, very popular in recent months, not surprisingly. So this is basically where you can get your salary in advance of its normal payment date. So earned salary can be paid now rather than waiting to the end of the month to get that paycheck. So things like that can be helpful. Though I would warn on those sorts of things. That's great if it's a one-off cost. So let's say your car breaks down, you need to fix it in order to get to work, then the salary advancement can be great for that. But you shouldn't get in a habit of using it month in, month out, and letting it become the norm. Because the issue there is that it is effectively a debt. And so therefore you're building up debt for the future. I think another one that's worth looking at is debt that you may have and whether you should be consolidating that debt. Often expensive debt, so things like credit card debt, you can often consolidate that into a better deal at a lower interest rate, which again can save quite a few quid on a monthly basis.
And do you have any further tips and advice, Jonathan, to our listeners here on how they can look after their finances as well?
Well, I think, have a budget is the first thing. So go through your last bank statement or your last two or three bank statements, really understand where you're spending money, really understand where you can save money, even down to things like your shopping. You know, do you really need the more expensive branded goods, or are the cheaper ones that you can have? I think in terms of more general help as well, there's a good site called moneyhelper.org.uk, which effectively is a government-backed site, but it gives loads of hints and tips on how to budget and how to save money. So again, worth having a look at. And I would say for anyone who's really in has got financial problems and really spiraling downwards in terms of debt, then organisations like Citizens Advice Bureau or a debt charity called Step Change could also be very helpful to them.
So, Jonathan, if our listeners want to get all the help they need to look after their finances and also want to find out all the information of what we've been discussing today, is there anywhere our listeners can find out all the information and get some help?
There's a range of places. So places like Money Helper, they can go to the wealthatwork.co.uk site. So we've got some videos and things that may help them on there. That site's particularly good, actually, if you're an employer and you're listening and you want to put stuff in place for your employees, then certainly have a look at that. The other thing I would say as well, in terms of some of those savings on some of the things I've mentioned, like mobile phones and broadband and insurances, you know, go to the comparison sites, but go to multiple comparison sites so you know you are getting the best deal.
So I'd like to say there, Jonathan Watts-Lay, Director at Wealth at Work, financial wellbeing expert. Thank you for joining me on Gateway 97.8 today to share our concerns about our financial health.
Great. Thanks, Aston.